Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on April 14, 1984. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, there's a beautiful blue light. The light is running in streams of lighting up to the center of the sky, directly above Our Lady's statue. It is so beautiful and warm that there is no feeling of coldness or rain. That I know that it is something beyond all human words to describe the light. It is warming. Many times the light has come upon us while we're in different positions about the shrine. And it is a warming light, directly supernatural. But it's so beautiful now. The light is cascading about, which means that I must be ready. And now, directly over Our Lady's statue, high into the sky, there is a beautiful circular white light. It's almost glass-like because of the way it takes like a diamond-shaped glass-like partition. I say partition because the sky is being now lighted in a most unusual way. Our Lady now is coming down in the center of the diamond-like light. It's as though she was a statue transferred onto a medal. It's just beautiful. Our Lady is dressed in a white gown and that reaches down to her feet. But I can see that Our Lady has on the most beautiful sandals. They're made, I would think, of pure gold. They are absolutely beautiful. In the center of Our Lady's instep, by the strap goes in a T formation on both her feet, there is a little rosette. Oh, it's so beautiful. Our Lady has on her white mantle, and all about the mantle, there is a trim of about, I would say, a half an inch of pure spun gold. It is all about the outside of the mantle and down by Our Lady's feet. The cape of the mantle has the gold trimming on its outer edge. It's absolutely beautiful. Our Lady is pointing up now to the sky, and over on our left side above the statue, there is a large globe forming, but it is a globe of the world. I can see that immediately because of the outlines of the various parts of the world in the hemispheres. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from her waist, and she's extending out the beautiful large golden crucifix on the edge of Our Lady's rosary that has the gold Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that take all the colors about us and make them into one. There's no way of explaining the colors that cascade from Our Lady's rosary, the Hail Mary beads, as she turns to and fro. She's looking in both directions now, right and left, but she's extending out now her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is smiling very softly. But I notice now Our Lady is taking the time to wipe the tears from her eyes. Her tears are just flowing down her face. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and placing it back onto her belting where she had it originally and then took it off in order to bless us. Now Our Lady is placing the rosary down about her waist like this. And now she's taking her right hand, the index finger, and placing it upon her lips. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my dear, dear children of the world, my tears fall upon you. I send my heart and my love to all who have taken up my son's cross as a way of life to follow him. There is so much confusion now, my children, in your world, that Veronica, my child, we brought you here this evening because of the crisis that is fast heading to your country. Do not take lightly the reports of ships out on the sea and submarines. They are there, my child and my children, and they are not out for a joyride. It is all part of the master plan for the takeover of the United States and Canada. I know I heard the voice also, my child, that said that the United States shall be taken over without a shot to ring out. That is not true, my children. Should they advance upon you as they plan, there will be bloodshed in the streets, blood flowing and mothers' hearts breaking in sorrow. Oh, how they will gnash their teeth and cry bitter tears of regret that they did not foresee or listen to the voices from heaven crying out, prepare now, for you do not have much longer to exist as a free nation. My child and my children, I could go back through the years and remember how many times I came upon earth to try to warn you. Those nations that listened were free from harm, but they had to pray the rosary and the scapula. I hasten to and from the corners of your earth, begging you as your mother to listen now, for the time is growing short. The maneuvers about your country are not a joyride. They are there with precise decisions in their mind. Oh, my child, how my heart aches, for I have been with you here for so many years, and how many have we gathered? There are thousands of souls who have heard the message from heaven, and they have turned their backs. So hardened are their hearts and have deafened their ears to the call from heaven. They will come down upon their knees and beg in repentance, but it will be too late for them. Is this what you want, my children? Must you be punished to be brought back to the fold? All our wandering sheep are going without due leaders. My priest of the world, I say to you now, you must listen to my voice from heaven. You must consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart, or you will die. Oh, my children, I hear the pleas of mothers with children that have vanished, it seems, from the face of your earth. So big and so numerous are the catastrophes to our home that you would think, my child and my children, that they would understand and accept the truth that Satan is loosed upon your earth, Satan and his whole legion of devils. Satan and his legion are known to you as 666. Do not cast aside the knowledge I give to you, my chosen few, the knowledge that 666 is Satan, and his legion of demons. Do not fall victim to those who are going about the earth discrediting the actual knowledge of the supernatural. They, in their theology and their new mode of living for mankind, what do they expect to happen when there comes upon them illnesses without cure? Illnesses without the knowledge of how it developed and where it came from. All this and much more shall be sent upon your nation and the world as a last resort to bring you back to the fold. My child and my children, the Eternal Father does not wish to lose one of his children. And what can he do with all of the murders of the unborn taking place? For that one reason, among many, the United States will suffer unless there is placed into your government a group that fears the Lord if they cannot love the Lord. They will fear him and find measures to stop the slaughter of the unborn. You are taking these babies, these children, from the world before their mission has been performed. Each and every unborn child has been sent upon the earth with a mission to fight Satan. Remove them without the knowledge of God. Remove them. And it is truly said with great sorrow that Satan now rules your governments and the world. Who but you, my children, that hear my voice and my pleas? Only you will be saved. Those that are saved shall be counted in the few. There will be a most terrible cataclysm and destruction. Now, a lady is pointing up to our right side, her left side, and there's a ball now glowing in the sky directly over on the statue's left side, our right side. And the globe now is one of the world. But there are flames on one side. I am almost looking now into the area. There are flames. And the big hole, oh, it covers half of the globe, the hole. It's like burned out as though it's been hit by a tremendous big ball of fire. Oh, it's terrible. I can feel the heat. Now I notice that there is a tremendous ball now sending out in the sky by the sun. It's like two giant suns in the sky. But the ball on the right has a tail and is starting to move now around the sun. And as it goes, it's bouncing crazily as though it's going off course in some manner, this ball. And it's heading now over towards the earth again. It's hit it once and something happened. And now it's heading for another part of the globe. It's turned its course completely around and is striking the globe. I can see now the whole underside of the globe in flames. Our lady now is placing her first finger to her lip and she's placing her hand out like this. And the sky now seems to be the balls and the picture seem to be evaporating because they're blowing away like a mist. And Our Lady is crying now. Our Lady has moved over to the left side of the sky. And, oh, she's sitting down now on a huge rock. Our Lady is sitting down on a huge rock. And she has now upon her head, before when she first appeared, Our Lady had on the Fatima crown. But now I notice she has changed into a different gown. I don't see the gold about the trim of a gown, but she's sitting there very dejectedly. But she has, our lady has on her head a crown that's made of like spokes, spires of gold. The crown is all gold, but it seems to be all circled about with spires on it. And our lady is crying. Now she's looking up and she's saying, "See, my child, how I sorrowed in the days gone by. Do you not recognize my crown, my child? I heard you mention that in the discourse. It is, my child, the crown of La Salette. I mention this to you, my child and my children, because there was a lesson to be learned. Those who listened did not lose their crops or be subjected to the other means chosen by the Father to bring them to the fold. You, my child, will obtain more knowledge if you will find a copy of some instrument that will tell you of my visit at La Salette." Now Our Lady is, she's going back into the sky a bit on the left-hand side. And the sky, now she's pointing upward. Now the sky is turning very pink, a beautiful pink color. It feels very warm. In fact, it's the breeze is blowing and I can smell flowers, beautiful flowers. It's like a bright, sunny May day. Oh, now there, high over the statue in the sky, I see a circular opening now. It's as though this beautiful light is enlarging upon itself as it's coming forward. The light is coming forward, and I can see Jesus now. He's in the center of the light, and it's like a ball of light. It's much different than what I saw him come through before. This is a round, circular ball of light, and it's just as though he's riding within that ball of light, and it's carrying him down, down, down to, he's now standing over Our Lady's statue. He's looking all about. Our Lady now has returned to wearing her white gown with the mantle with the gold trim on it. And oh, she has now on her Fatima crown. Now Our Lady is joining Jesus. He's come just above the tree beyond the statue, and he's standing there now looking all about him. Jesus has on a linen-like, it looks like linen, the gown, and he has on brown skin-like, they look like they're made from some kind of skin, sandals on his feet. And Jesus is wearing this linen-like looking gown with a belting about it of the same material as in his slippers, like an animal skin. And Jesus has this cape about his neck. It's a burgundy color. It's a beautiful cape with a golden attachment of roping at his neck to hold the cape closed. Now, Our Lady is standing on Jesus' right now. And Jesus is whispering to Our Lady. I'm not able to hear what, Our Lady is now touching her lips, which means I must listen. And Jesus is now making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is looking about him. His cowl, that hat piece he wears, has fallen down so that his hair now is blowing in the wind. And he's looking all about now. He's going over with Our Lady. Our Lady's remaining on his right, but they are floating over to our left side, but their right side, just beyond the trees. And Jesus is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, as Jesus looks around, he's motioning to Our Lady, and they are going across the sky now. Our Lady now has gone ahead of Jesus. He motioned, and I would believe he told her to go ahead first. And she's going across the sky and standing directly over the trees on our right side. Now, Jesus is coming over, and now he's touching his lips. Like this, my child and my children, I send to all who come to this sacred ground the grace of perseverance in the days ahead. I want you to remember, my children, always, that when the thorns come among the roses, you will say, "My Jesus, my confidence." Now Jesus is turning to his right side and he's starting to float. That's the only way you can explain it. He floats across the sky like he's weightless. Yet Jesus and Our Lady look as real as you and I. Others have come to the shrine with Our Lady and Jesus, but they look different. They were sort of transparent, like St. Teresa and Pope John and all of them. They look transparent, but Jesus and Our Lady are just as solid and human-like as you and I. Now Jesus is motioning to Our Lady, and they're going across the sky now, and they're coming up just over the statue, high in the sky. They're moving up a little farther up over, so they're a little higher in the sky now, almost equal, I would say, to the last limb of the tree that's on our right side, the pine tree. Now Our Lady is looking up, and Jesus whispered something to her. I couldn't hear it. Now he's placing his first finger to his mouth. My child and my children, it is most urgent that you read and live the messages given by my mother from the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost and from me, her son. She gave to you her heart for all the past years of Earth's time. I want you now, my children, to understand and listen to my words, for soon they will be few and actions will start. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon your country and the nations of the world by Satan. Some say, my children, that he controls the world now. From looking in as a bystander, others may say, there is time, there is much time. But know, my children, that is a delusion. You do not have much time. One grain remains now in the hourglass. Your time is growing short. I must say to you now, from the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost, that we will not accept excuses coming from the human mentality of our priests, our bishops, and our cardinals. They look about askance at the message from heaven. Would they have accepted it better if we patted them on the backs and just went about lackadaisical, figuring that perhaps they will figure out what this message means in time? But they do not have this time. That is why, my child, we brought you tonight from your home and your bed, because the time is growing very short. I could repeat over and over the message from heaven of the past years, but I say to you, murders abound, immorality abounds, all the immunisms of humanism, lesbianism, homosexuals roaming, children, the dear children, what will become of them? What kind of an example is being set in their homes? Parents who lack the light, how can they guide their children? Send them to schools? That will be no escape, for the children will be ensnared with evil. Oh, my mother told you many years ago, you were to bar your doors. For when your children left their homes, they would enter into a world that is now being guided by Satan to destroy your children. The only reason that this is taking place is because you could not understand as a human being the ways of heaven. They are not the earth's ways or human ways. The Eternal Father has a plan for each life. However, in his merciful heart and his goodness, he gave you a free will to make your choice. When he placed Satan, the fallen angel, upon earth, and the others who fought with him to dethrone the Eternal Father, they left him upon earth. And with good heart and love, the Eternal Father created man and all his descendants upon earth to fight this evil one who sought to dethrone the Eternal Father. But what has happened now? Many have turned against me. Our Lady is crying. Our Lady is crying very hard now. It's almost too heartbreaking to watch it. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, I know how this touches the hearts of our loyal children. But I must warn the world, my child and my children, because only a few will be saved. But those few have just about been chosen, my children. I want you to know that no one, no man, woman, or child of conscionable age will be lost unless he follows the path of Satan willingly, with his eyes wide open but blind, his ears well and healthy but deafened in a spiritual way. My child and my children, there are all manners of perversions now going on throughout your land and all the nations of the world. And why? Because too few pray enough. Too few are willing to make amends to the Eternal Father as victim souls. Too few care enough, thinking that life will go on eternal upon earth. Just remember, my children, each and every one of you has already had your name placed with all the members of heaven. We know what your fate will be, and we try to caution you. My child, suffering will be great upon the earth. Many shall be removed before the cataclysm. You must all pray for your bishops, your cardinals, and your pastors. It is like an illness among them now, going from one to the other. They will have to accept their fate, not to take themselves away from the church, my children. We do not want Satan to close the doors. You must remain in your parish and stand there as an example as you speak with the priests and the cardinals and the bishops. You must keep your courage up and bring forth as witnesses, disciples of the latter days. You must go forward and try to save your brothers, those in the clergy. So few do pray for the clergy. The general idea, my child, is that they have a special passport to heaven. But that is not true. Their temptations are far greater than yours. Therefore, they are to be pitied. For hell opened up would show unto you the numbers of mitres that had fallen in the past earth years. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray that the murders cease, the murder of the unborn. Pray that heaven will accept all of your prayers and your penances done with great heart for your priest, the clergy. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, like a worldwide chain of prayers. You will take your rosary and make it the leading point of your life. He who does not pray the rosary once, at least once, in their homes, he who refuses to accept penance when given it to them by the Eternal Father, not knowing perhaps the value of penance, he you must pray for. There are so many prayers to be given, but we do not have enough, my children, to pray. The peoples, many are lukewarm. They come with great heart. They've heard the messages from heaven. But what do? They get carried away with earth's pleasures and the pleasures of the flesh. I want you to know now that that is what Satan relies on. They watch and they wait while you fall to sin. And sin is the pleasure of the flesh. And man has this battle to win. It is a stomping ground now for Satan, my children. You must always be on your guard. Let them call you fanatics. Let them try to break you down. There's only one thing to say to them. I have my eyes on heaven. Where do you cast yours? Now, my children, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. Remember, one rosary a day, at least, I say, must be prayed in the home that is to be spared. Now, Jesus is making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is nodding. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on April 14, 1984. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.